You might be wondering why there's this intense effort to silence any criticism of a foreign country, of the Israeli government. Well, it might have to do with the fact that more and more polling seems to indicate that ordinary Americans have really soured on the Israeli government. In fact, I want to go to this Politico piece that kind of goes in depth on this issue titled "An Entire Generation of Americans is Turning on Israel." So this deep dive explains how young Americans are becoming less and less likely to support Israel. And according to Pew Research from this past March, more than half of American adults, 53%, now have an unfavorable opinion of Israel, and only 32% have confidence in Netanyahu. I would venture to say that 32% having confidence in Netanyahu, too high, go down, lower. That guy is a complete monster, okay? That's not to say anything of the Israeli people, but in terms of that one individual, he is a monster. And unfortunately, that current government has monsters that are actually even worse than him. Bezalel Smotrich, Ben Gavir, you guys get the point. Now, this is a bipartisan phenomenon, which is a pretty new development. So fully 71% of Democrats under 50 have an unfavorable view of Israel. In the last 3 years, the share of Republicans under 50 years old who have negative views of Israel jumped from 35% to 50%. So Gabe I'm not going to say that name correctly, so I'm just going to move on. This is a senior in college and a conservative. He told Politico that there is a belief that this conflict really is not benefiting the American people, and our involvement in it is not benefiting the American people either. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Similarly, a young Democrat who happens to be studying at UC San Diego said that we've witnessed an allied relationship that isn't largely fair. I'm guessing that this student is specifically referring to the fact that we keep shelling out tens of billions of dollars for Israel's war efforts when we're drowning in debt. We keep accumulating debt on behalf of a foreign government. And as young Americans become less supportive of Israel, young Israelis are actually moving further to the right. So these two things are happening simultaneously. 58% of Jewish Israelis define themselves as right wing in a 2024 survey by the Israel Democracy Institute. Only 46% of Jewish Israelis identified that way in April of 2019. Israel's population is also growing more religious, with nearly 25% of Israelis on track to be ultra-Orthodox by 2050. And look, again, Israel is a foreign country, and whatever they engage in their own actual green line borders, I don't care. I don't care about their political identity. I just don't think that the US taxpayer should be forced to bankroll any atrocity they decide to carry out in the Middle East. And I say Middle East because let's not forget, they have bombed several countries, and not just in the Middle East, by the way. So we know that they've gone after Yemen, they've gone after Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, I mean, Tunisia, the list goes on and on. With young Israelis moving further right, young Americans growing more disaffected with the far right Israeli government. Even Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is acknowledging that Israel might have to make do without so much international support, even from the United States, saying that we have no choice. At least for the coming years, we have to cope with these attempts at isolation, and we must first develop the ability to manage on our own. I agree, you definitely should find ways to manage on your own, and the US should no longer provide military or financial support to the Israeli government.
Yeah, here's what I love. Everyone's getting caught. So soon the whole country is gonna realize it's not just Israel. The corporate donors, different foreign governments, any big giant donors, they're all buying our politicians. Before, mainstream media did a great job, a legendary job at suppressing that fact. And whenever you would say it, although no one ever said it in mainstream media, they would say, oh, that sounds conspiratorial. You think just because oil companies gave $1 million to this politician, that's why they voted to give oil companies $35 billion in subsidies? That sounds so crazy and conspiratorial. No, that's obvious. You'd have to be a moron to think, oh, a politician got $1 million in campaign contributions and he didn't do what his donors asked. And by the way, if you're mainstream media and you have all these cases of where they didn't do what the donors asked, go ahead and share them. Prove your case that our politicians are so honest and wonderful people, etc. But in the past, before online media, which I love it with a passion, okay? And all the smears of mainstream media, they have disinformation and misinformation on there. No, we have the correct objective information. Israel is God. Anyone who criticizes them should be fired and their life should be ruined. You see how objective we are? Okay, hey guys, on mainstream media, does that apply to any other country? No, shut up, it doesn't apply to any other country, only Israel. It seems like you're a little biased. You're anti-Semite, fire them, okay? So now, because of online media, everyone's getting caught. Everyone's getting caught. So big oil, you're gonna come, your day's gonna come. Big pharma, your day's gonna come soon, okay? But for now, we're on Israel. Because Israel's saying you owe us. You gave us $310 billion so far, not enough. You gave us $18 billion during Biden so we could kill more Palestinians, not enough. Now we told Trump, you give us another six, and then the other day, another seven. Just keep on giving, you owe us, you owe us. And if you don't give me your money, you hate people. And you're a racist anti-Semite. Well, keep going brothers and sisters. Soon you'll have zero support in America, okay? Because now you're caught. Now why do you think these numbers are moving that much? It's not even the left wing, it's the right wing. Now the left wing's gone already, 92-8. Oh, and that includes tons and tons of young Jews, mostly young Jewish Americans. Why? They're Americans, they love peace, they're for nonviolence. And they don't.
I think they're anti-Semites.
No, of course. By the way, they do say that.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's insane. It's so crazy.
No, there's nothing that you could do for pro-Israel zealots where they wouldn't call you an anti-Semite. Like they'll call rabbis anti-Semites. Remember that group that was before Canary Mission that had a list of 8,000 Jewish Americans that they were targeting because they would criticize Israel? And they called them self-hating Jews and tried to get them fired and ruin their lives.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Okay. It really is.
Yeah. So now you see it in the polls. The right wing's going, yeah, I don't care what you call me. In fact, the more you call me that, the more I'm gonna hate Israel. Okay? So since they're a one-trick pony, and the only thing they know is call someone an anti-Semite and try to ruin their life, be a bully and a thug inside America on behalf of a foreign government. That's the only trick they know. So now that trick has been exposed, they're caught. And now everybody's looking at him that isn't some paid off by Israel or some pro-Israel zealot. And we're all looking at him like, guys, we can see you now. Like you think we can't see you, but you're right there. And you look ridiculous. Yeah. And we're not listening to a goddamn thing you say anymore.
All right, final thing I'll say before we go to break, we're massively out of time. You know, there's been this new weird accusation slash talking point that I'm seeing repeated over and over again by bots and by some of the prominent Israel supporters. They accuse anyone who's critical of Israel of being obsessed with Israel. And I want to respond to that accusation. It's true. I'm obsessed with Israel. As long as Israel's taking our money, as long as we, the American people, have blood on our hands for supporting a literal genocide being carried out in the Middle East, I'm definitely obsessed with Israel.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
And by the way, they say that, well, what, you're not obsessed with Israel? That's the only thing you care about, man.
I know.
They're all like, oh my God, somebody has criticized Israel. Cancel them. Right? And they're like, cancel, anti-Semite, right? And then they go, you're obsessed with Israel. Brother, the only thing you care about is Israel. Israel above all, you'd put Israel above every living creature on earth. And we're obsessed with Israel. We just don't want you to use our money to commit a genocide. And by the way, 58 years of brutal occupation. Israel has been abusing 5.5 million Palestinian hostages for 58 years. When is it gonna be enough, you disgusting racists?